All right, what's up? It's Eric Davis. We are back in Hall H, podcasting all day from Hall H at Comic-Con 2012 in San Diego. And right after Legendary went with Godzilla and Pacific Rim, the big boys came out. We saw Warner Brothers with Man of Steel and The Hobbit. For Man of Steel, it was Zack Snyder and Henry Cavill. We saw our teaser trailer. This is, for me, this was the most important and most anticipated panel of Comic-Con. I'm with Jermaine Lassier from Slash Film again. What did you think? What are your first impressions of Man of Steel?
I'm with you. I mean, this is something, it's a movie we've been all hearing about for a long time, haven't seen anything from. It's the first time we've seen anything save for the one image. And Snyder delivered, I think. I think he didn't blow us out of the water. He didn't drop any jaws in a way that, like, is going to change the world, but I think he delivered an interesting story, a different take on Superman. The look is great. It looks huge, it looks emotional.
We took a 3-minute trailer, and I said it. I just wrote a piece up. I said it looks like Zack Snyder's most emotional film. It looks like his most human story, and I think, which is ironic because it's a movie about an alien, realistically, but. I think that's kind of their end point with this Superman, you know. But I know Superman is hard. Everybody says he's hard to relate to because he's like a god. He can do anything. But they're really kind of focusing on him not knowing who he is, not knowing how he can fit into this world. He comes from a place where his father, you know, there's a voiceover that says, my father never thought that anybody here, that I would be rejected by this. And so I think he's kind of... We're picking him up, and he's kind of wandering, trying to figure out who he is.
Yeah, it seemed like the movie, they kept saying early on in the development that, like, Chris Nolan and David Goyer had this, like, really interesting take on Superman, something very different. And what it seems to be is that Superman doesn't want to be Superman. It seems like he knows he's Superman. He knows he's this alien with these powers, but he's trying to not be that. We see a scene of him as a young boy saving a school bus, but then eventually, of course, he gets into the suit, and we see this incredibly small snippets of him fighting what we believe is Zod, played by Michael Shannon. They're flying, like, vertically up a building. We see him get thrown into that safe, which is from that, and but you're absolutely right. It seems like it's really going to play with, it's a man dealing with the inevitability of his destiny.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a romantic, I'm a sentimentalist, so there's one shot of Lois Lane. There's only one shot of Lois Lane in the trailer, I think.
There's a couple, only one of her real face, but she's kissing him, and there's another one of her, yeah.
There's one of them embracing, and it looks like they're in the middle of everything is happening. Yeah. And she is just clutching him and saying, I don't care who you are, like, you're my man.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to lose you, I don't want to lose whoever you are, I don't want to lose this person in my life. I mean, you saw everything on her face in that one shot.
Well, it's Amy Adams, I mean, and she's so great, that's why you cast her. Yeah, I mean, it hit everything I needed right now. The movie doesn't come out for a year, so, like, right now, we hadn't seen anything, this took it and said, I'm doing it right, and I have a nice take, I have an interesting thing. He punches people, which is good, we saw that for sure, and... there's a great shot also of, like, this entire military, like, watching them, like, really far down in, like, an airfield. And it was like the world is not ready for Superman, which is what, you know, his dad believed. So it looks like there's going to be some real emotion, some real humanity, some real groundedness to the superhero world, which is what Chris Nolan brought to the Batman films and really helped, you know, launch those.
Yeah, a couple of notes. They said that there's no John Williams score. He said they wanted to pretend like this, that there was no Superman had ever existed. They also said, somebody asked about Justice League, whether or not this Superman is going to cross over into the Justice League, and Zack Snyder said the first thing on the agenda was to kind of, what he says, get Superman's house in order, and then he said anything is possible. So who knows? What do you think?
I think originally Snyder wanted to make this a one-off, but I think once the Avengers hit and then they started pushing this Justice League thing, I have a feeling that this is the Iron Man for... that type of thing. I think this movie is going to tie in. Maybe not directly in the movie, but maybe the little post credits, little something, little nod. I think it will tie in. I think Henry Cavill will probably play Superman in a Justice League movie in the next, you know, 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I know Zack Snyder gets a lot of flack. I didn't even see Zack Snyder in this trailer. I didn't see a lot of his stylistic approaches that we've kind of come to expect from him. I think he's kind of maturing as a director. It looked really beautiful. I mean, Zack Snyder knows how to sell a trailer at Comic-Con. A lot of people say that about him. But this film, I feel like... I felt a really good vibe with it.
Yeah, definitely. He's holding it close to the vest, but he knows there's a lot of time left, and you know, so far so good.
Moving on to The Hobbit, we saw started off with a production blog, the wrapping production. I don't even know if that's, is that online yet?
I don't think so. It looks like it was a Comic-Con exclusive because they talked to Comic-Con in it, but I'm sure parts of it will be online. They've been doing the production blogs, so they started with that, and then they went into, you know, a couple introductions, and they showed us 12 and a half minutes of the film, which was cut like a super mega trailer. Sort of, we saw all the dwarves, and we saw Gandalf picking Bilbo to go. We saw Bilbo do a game of riddles with Gollum. We saw just a lot of the big beats, and then into a big action thing. We saw Gandalf talking to Galadriel. We saw some Legolas.
Legolas. Yeah. There was a really cool scene of Legolas kind of, they're walking through the woods, and Legolas kind of comes out of camouflage leaves, kind of sticks up off the ground and takes his bow and arrow and points it right at all of the elves, and that's a really cool scene.
Yeah, it was really cool. There was a lot of great stuff. But, I mean, the thing was is that after following all this stuff that's like things we'd never seen, The Hobbit looks like it's going to fit in beautifully with The Lord of the Rings, and those movies are great, and I think The Hobbit's going to be great. I did feel a very slow pacing to these things. I think Peter Jackson, you know, it's a shortish book. He's making two movies out of it. He's definitely playing it slow, playing it close, and I think it's going to really amp up on the action. We saw a little bit more of that in the production blog. We got to see some of the gold that Smaug is guarding, that the ultimate goal. We saw a little bit of that room, which was very cool. Still no Smaug, still no dragon, but, I mean, it was... If you're excited for The Hobbit, it still looks great. You know?
Yeah, they showed us bits and pieces. He says there was a little bit of the second film in there as well. We also, what I liked about it is we saw him with Gollum and the ring, and Bilbo gets the ring, and then we see a brief snippet of Bilbo with Gandalf after he has the ring, and he's about to tell Gandalf that he's changed, that he has the ring, and Gandalf says, well, what did you find? And he says, he decides against it, he says, I found my courage. And that's our first glimpses, and it reminded me, it brought me back to Lord of the Rings of you know, after he gets the ring and kind of who he becomes, and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. I was kind of hoping for a little bit of the older Bilbo and Frodo stuff in what we're going to see, but I'm sure he's holding that for something later. But yeah, man, The Hobbit's going to be great. The footage was awesome, and it brought me back to, you know, 2001, 2002 when we saw those great movies, and hopefully December we're going to be with that all over again.
Yeah, a couple of notes on The Hobbit. No 48 frames per second, no 3D. They kept that off of there. I think they kept it off because Peter Jackson didn't want the story out of Comic-Con to be about either the 3D or the 48 frames per second. He wanted it to be about the footage and the story and the way it looks. Do you think that was a good idea?
I think so. I think, you know, we're talking about how great it looked. We're talking about the story. We're talking about the characters, and that's really what he wants. I mean, and then in December, when we see it, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I think that was a genius move on his part.
Awesome. Jermaine, thanks a lot. Folks, Iron Man 3 and Marvel is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are because it's about to get crazy up in here. Later.